Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, breaking news, three men in the Ahmaud Arbery killing have been found guilty of murder. Good afternoon, Ellen Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We're going to get right over to Ann McVick at the live news desk with the very latest on this verdict.
All three defendants found guilty of felony murder and aggravated assault, and now they are all facing the possibility of life in prison because of these verdicts.
Count one, malice murder. We, the jury, find the defendant, Travis McMichael, guilty. I'm going to ask that whoever...
A brief outburst there in the courtroom as the verdicts were being read. Travis McMichael there, the man who pulled the trigger. He was convicted of malice murder, the most severe form. He, his father Greg, and their neighbor William Bryan all found guilty of felony murder. Aubrey was jogging in their Georgia neighborhood in February 2020, and the younger McMichael testified his father told him to grab his gun before they chased Aubrey with their vehicles in an effort to make a citizen's arrest, accusing him of committing a crime. The trial hinged on cell phone video captured by the neighbor, Brian. The jury didn't buy the defendant's claim of self-defense. The jury, or the judge rather, thanked the jury for their service.
It has been a long trial, and I appreciate the fact that you have been attentive. You've listened to the evidence, and that is what we ask in this court. It's a very simple ask in a very complex way.
Now, this is all bringing up nationwide debates of open carry of firearm and citizen arrest laws. Of course, the next phase here is the sentencing, and we'll be following it for you. Back to you.
All right, Ann, thank you. Now to our other top story. The Thanksgiving travel rush is on. Airports nationwide are once again packed as millions take to the skies and the roads. AAA says more than 53 million Americans will be traveling this Thanksgiving holiday season.
KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live at SFO this afternoon. Justin, you were in Oakland earlier. Both Bay Area airports are pretty busy today.
Absolutely. More people are flying this holiday season because we know how things were last year. You see a line of cars, people dropping off their passengers so they can get on their flights or grabbing their luggage and everything like that. Most of these airports were empty last year. We talked to some traveling right here at SFO. They say they haven't traveled since the beginning of the pandemic.
Honestly, I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit crazier, but it wasn't. It was pretty smooth.
So here's what things looked like at SFO late this morning. It wasn't too crazy when our cameras were rolling, but officials say they're expecting about 50,000 travelers to pass through today alone. Before coming to SFO, though, we were in Oakland. The morning rush there at Oakland International stayed pretty consistent. Flyers checked in, then hauled their luggage to stand in the long security checkpoint lines. Airport leaders there say that 6 to 9 a.m. time frame was the biggest rush. They're expecting 167,000 travelers in Oakland this Thanksgiving holiday season. For the travelers we talked to there, this holiday season means so much more because they once again can safely spend time with the ones they love.
First time on a plane.
How does it feel? How are you feeling so far? A lot of changes here at the airport too.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but you know, I mean, we got to do it, right?
Yeah.
Eventually.
It is just, you know, memories that you can't get in any other way. You can FaceTime people and you can do this, but just spending time and sitting around and having conversations are, to quote, is priceless.
Now, the big rush here at SFO will be on Sunday, but we know that in Oakland, they're telling us that this weekend, this holiday time period, when it comes to Thanksgiving, they're expected to come very close to that number that they saw before the pandemic back in 2019. We're live at SFO. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
Justin, thank you. And it's not just our airports that are busy. Bay Area freeways are getting clogged as well. Just take a look at this right here. If you're planning on driving anywhere today, you may want to wait. Argiana Franco has your traffic forecast and why right now is the worst time to hit the road. It's a getaway travel day, so if you haven't hit the roadways just yet, you should be getting out there pretty soon. It's going to be extra busy as a lot of people head out of town for the holiday. The busiest times to be on the road is between noon and 9 o'clock tonight. Crunch time will be the hours between 1 and 6. That's when holiday travels will merge with that afternoon drive traffic. So, again, it'll be busy on some of our busiest freeways like 80, 580, and 101. Mostly southbound 101, trying to head to Gilroy to 152 to I-5. Eastbound 580. Expect busy conditions there if you're headed into the Central Valley over to I-5, and I-5 will see some busy traffic also. If you're coming back to the Bay Area on Sunday, that will be one of the busiest travel days as well on the roadways. Try to leave before noon. You'll beat a lot of traffic that way. And if you are headed to any airports today, expect busy conditions along the Nimitz Freeway towards Oakland Airport. 101 will see some busy conditions near SFO, as well as 87 and 101 if you're headed to Mineta in San Jose. Either way, pack your patience, maybe some snacks as well, and at least hopefully you'll have a happy holiday. Thank you, Gianna. Some good info there with your traffic forecast. We can't leave out your weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Mary Lee with what weather will be serving up for Thanksgiving.
Good afternoon, Amanda, and beautiful weather all across the Bay Area. You can see a live look with our SFO camera with that sunshine. So in terms of our weather, we're looking great. So no problems weather-wise for us with high pressure and control. Looking at low 60s along the coast this afternoon, mid-60s around the Bay, the peninsula, and also inland in the mid 60s this afternoon. And looking at our Thanksgiving Day forecast with that sunshine, looking at low 60s along the coast for tomorrow in the afternoon, around the Bay, mid 60s, and warming up just a bit more into the upper 60s inland with that sun. Back to you.
New at noon, Bay Area prosecutors are joining forces to combat the surge in organized retail theft. DAs from Contra Costa, Alameda, San Francisco, Marin, San Joaquin, and Santa Clara counties just announced an alliance. They are promising to put their heads together to share crime data across district lines to make sure suspects are held accountable. They also pledged to keep in constant communication with retail stores and state agencies.
In the South Bay, San Jose police arrested two people for attempted theft at the Macy's at Valley Fair Mall.
The message is, you know, be a good witness. Please don't intervene. What we are finding out, particularly on Sunday at the Lululemon, one of these suspects was armed with a gun. Suspects in other cities have been taken into custody with firearms. Be a good witness. Report it. Let us respond. Let us take care of it.
Well, the pair tried to run away before being caught outside the Santa Clara store last night. Detectives say they had more than $2,000 worth of stolen merchandise. Both are being booked for felony theft and burglary.
In just about an hour, nine people will be arraigned on felony charges following a series of smash-and-grab robberies in San Francisco. The DA's office says five people were arrested in connection with the bold thefts at the Louis Vuitton store in Union Square Friday night. That same night, three people were arrested for burglarizing a cannabis dispensary. And another was arrested for breaking into a Walgreens. Investigators say two of the nine arrested were carrying firearms.
San Francisco is declaring a water shortage emergency. It's now calling on all SFPUC customers to cut back by 10%. The declaration also requires the city to add a surcharge on water bills of up to 5%. Both measures are only temporary.
Taking a live look of the Golden Gate Bridge, for the first time, cyclists will be required to follow a speed limit on the bridge. Starting on January 1st, they will be required to follow a 15 miles per hour speed limit. Cyclists whose speed will be treated the same as a speeding car on the bridge, they could be fined $238 to $490. The changes were made after complaints about speeding cyclists. And happening now, organizations across the Bay Area are stepping up to help those in need this Thanksgiving.
KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran is in San Mateo, where Second Harvest is giving out turkey dinners.
Here at Society of St. Vincent de Paul in San Mateo, they give out meals Monday through Friday. But today, they made it extra special by giving out traditional Thanksgiving meals.
Thank you.
A holiday meal this Thanksgiving that includes turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie. It's something that many of us take for granted. Here, it's making the difference for many people.
This definitely helps a lot.
For Tim Gallegos, it's also about getting the chance to be around others.
I live alone. I don't have a family and no significant other at the moment. It's important for me to be able to at least get a taste of what it means to be connected with other people.
At St. Vincent de Paul in San Mateo, Executive Director Jim Lonergan says they give out meals 5 days a week. Today, with their Thanksgiving meals, people who came also got gift cards.
You know, we try and feed people right now, feed them later today, and hopefully feed them tomorrow on the holiday when they can go and buy their things at the grocery store.
The last year and a half has been difficult on many.
It's been hard. Unemployed, still looking for a job.
But today, they're counting their blessings.
Have extra food for the holidays. The struggle as everybody's going, and this place is a good place to get help.
For me, this year, it's about gratitude and being grateful for what I have today.
In San Mateo, Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
In San Francisco this afternoon, the current and past mayors of the city will be helping prepare Thanksgiving dinner for people in need. This afternoon, Mayor London Breed will join four former San Francisco mayors, including Dianne Feinstein and Willie Brown, in preparing St. Anthony's for the holiday. The mayors will carve turkey, fill pies, and create hygiene kits for guests. And KPIX 5 is helping our neighbors in need this holiday season with our Food for Bay Area Families drive. To donate your time or money, just go to kpix.com/give.